The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Hi, my name is Edith Mary Toomey, and today I'm going to show you around this garden that my auntie and uncle made.
It's very impressive, this sensory garden.
I'd say they did a really good job of it. Like, they put the lights in the edge here, which I've never actually seen anyone do. So that's very interesting, and they also have audio description. I find it really easy to walk around. Like, you know, there's bumps under the pavement, which makes it, you know, you can feel when you're walking, you know?
Yeah, I'm Ailish Drake from Drake Harrigan Architects, and we're the garden designers. And the garden was designed for sight savers, and it is designed to be an enriching experience for people with a visual impairment. And it's inspired by West Africa, so we're kind of conceptually bringing elements of West Africa to bloom this year. So we've the under our foot, we've the red path, which represents the red earth of West Africa, the lush tropical planting, and then the walls of the garden are a vibrant tiled wall, which is inspired by the vibrant streetscapes of Dakar. You know, people really love the to walk around and feel and touch and hear the plants. So we've lots of variety in the planting shapes and sizes, and you're getting lots of contrast and dark and light. There's very sensory plants to touch, like the acacia tree over here, which Edie can describe.
It feels like cat fur.
It feels like cat fur, and we're going to go for a walk, Edie, aren't we? So you're moving along here, and you've got your cane, and just, you know, with the light coming out, for you, how great is this? Would you like to have this in your back garden?
I would, yeah. I think it's a great addition to this garden.
And your favourite thing?
Probably the water. You can go over there and literally just sit and feel the water and listen to it. It's very, very relaxing.
We've a banana plant. Describe it.
It's called a banana plant, which I don't know why, because it literally is humongous and it feels like dinosaur skin. It should be called the dinosaur plant.
And it does grow bananas, doesn't it, eventually?
Yes, so I'm not sure if it'll grow bananas here, but it does.
I hate bananas so
much. You don't like bananas?
No, they suck.
I'm here at Bloom. I'm here with Brooke. You're just back from Turin. I met you out there representing Ireland in Eurovision. You're here today, actually at Bloom, with the Minions. What's going on?
This is my first time at the Bloom Festival. It is stunning. I'll be coming back every year in the future. And just the Minions garden is honestly the most beautiful, if I have to be biased.
So my name is Benny McGuinness. I'm a designer from Clontibert in County Monaghan.
And I can smell soil. A real strong smell of soil, which would make sense because we're at a garden festival.
Yes.
Are you enjoying it?
I am, yeah. Over the course of the lockdown, I started to do some work since the festivals had fallen away during COVID, working outside, enjoying the sun, enjoying the rain.
Father Peter McVerry from the Peter McVerry Trust.
Father Peter McVerry, we're here at the special garden here, Pathways to Home. Tell me how you ended up in Bloom, why are you here, and why do you have a garden?
Well, we're here to keep the message of homelessness in the front of the public's mind. It's still a major problem and a growing problem, so we don't want it to get forgotten in the midst of all the other problems that we have, like the Ukrainian refugees, inflation, gas prices going up. So we want to keep the issue of homelessness alive. That's the purpose behind this garden.
Father Peter McVerry, we're walking into it. What's going on here?
There's a walkway around the garden, and that walkway represents the path from homelessness to your own home. Our priority is giving homeless people a home rather than a hostel. This pathway represents that journey of homeless people, and it's a symbol of hope that for all homeless people, no matter what their personal issues may be or what difficulties they may have had in life, if you can give a homeless person a home and the appropriate supports, every homeless person can live a happy and a fulfilled life.
And we've got beautiful wood here, lovely, lovely plants, and there is a pond as well. I understand when this Bloom Festival ends, these plants will be used in people's new gardens.
We'll take what we can and reuse it elsewhere. We're going to take the pathway and the concrete plinth, which represents a resting area for people on their path to a home. We're going to take that and we'll reuse it in some of our own gardens, yes. We have now surpassed 10,000 homeless people again, the first time in about 2 or 3 years. nobody blinks an eyelid. A few years ago when it passed to 10,000, there was outrage and there was reports in the paper and the media. Today it passes 10,000 again, there's not a squeak. It just has become normalized, the problem of homelessness, and we want to say this is not a normal. We are a wealthy country. We have lots and lots of empty buildings that could be used. We have Airbnbs that are being advertised which are not registered and don't have planning permission. We have lots of options to increase the housing stock and provide housing for homeless people. And we want to see an urgency about using those options to bring people back into their own home.
Hi, my name's Andrew Christopher Dunn, and this is the Hit Pause Garden for Carron Nurseries.
And I'm Hugh Wallace, and I'm here enjoying this amazing garden.
Well, the idea is really inspired by how we all had to hit pause in our lives over the last 2 years. And there was a lot of negativity wrapped around that. But I wanted to look at the positive things that came out of it. And there were plenty of positives. I mean, you only have to look at how the Irish took to sea swimming. I mean, who would have thought it? But and it was changed their lives. So here, we're looking at how gardens and our outdoor spaces have become so much more important than they were before, or so much more appreciated, and that's really what our garden's all about.
How would you describe this for the listener? Could you describe what we can see here?
It's just completely contemporary, but the real twist here is the rear boundary wall is parallel to the front, but because the whole garden is at an angle, you just get completely lost in the scale. It's just so much bigger. It's an extraordinary optical illusion. And I don't think it's a trick. It's good design. And that's what this garden is about. It's brilliant design.
Hi, my name is Cornelia Rattray, and I'm the designer for Beauty and the Beast, the musical garden.
Hello, my name is Claire Whelan, and I am from Bord Gáis Energy Theatre.
So this is inspired by Beauty and the Beast, and we have Beauty and the Beast playing behind us. Describe it.
It's meant to be the garden in the Enchanted Castle, so it's an enchanted garden. You've got an impression of the kind of the enchanted nature, the neglected nature of the garden kind of coming in on top of it from the surrounding kind of enchanted forest or woodland.
Beauty and the Beast will be at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre from the 24th of November this year.
I'm Brian Burke, Woody's DIY and gardening expert.
And even though we've got Cool and the Gang Get Down On It blaring from another garden, I do feel like I've escaped.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, that's what I was going for. I mean, this structure where we're standing here, it's an adaptation of the traditional pergola style thing. I mean, the pergola as a structure originated in the Mediterranean, simple timber structure upon which you would grow a vigorous climber like a wisteria to provide shade so you can be outside in the midday sun without getting scorched. So the Irish adaptation typically is to retain the character of that structure, but put something clear on it like polycarbonate or perspex in recognition of the fact that it rains quite a bit in this country. So I've further adapted that, and I've used steel bars, and I've created these wings, these kind of essentially outside bookcases, upon which I've secured a whole range of different plants. The idea of doing the wings and planting those shelves like I did was to create this sense that you're secluded, you're enclosed, you're cocooned in this space, and you can still see through the openness of the shelves to the wider planting and to the wider world.
Catherine Feely is my name. I basically just found out I was doing this garden at Easter time.
Really?
Yeah, so so it's been incredible. Just sort of a slightly mad month. I had actually bought tickets to Bloom before that.
You were going to come just as a member of the public.
I always come. And yeah, I was really looking forward to it.
A garden, you're a designer. This is the green balcony. Describe it.
I mean, there's 10 square metres here, so it's a decent sized balcony, but, small by garden standards. But I wanted to see if I could fit an entire garden into a balcony space. We've got over a third of the space is actually planted, and we've got trees and almost like a sort of a meadowy type planting underneath. It's a lovely place. I've got a few seats in there, and it's a lovely place to sit in the evening. They're kind of surrounded by the bees, and it's worked out grand.
It's gorgeous.
Thanks.
Yeah, my name is Niall Deacon. I have been lucky enough to put together a garden called Eureka.
We're actually inside this rugged garden, and we can see the sauna, and we've got a water feature back here. I can feel the passion, and you've got real moss as well.
Think woodland. My stone would stand naked and exposed, but their planting adds like a lacy top, some people would say an artist would prefer that their work would be totally seen, but I always think that a lacy top can be actually more attractive than nudity.
Did you bring that piece of stone in here?
The piece of stone that you're looking at, but I worked the centre out of that stone, and I just went with what I was inspired to do. Being a farmer, unfortunately, everything has to sort of represent the size of a cow, even if it's a small cow.
That's a very big cow. All day I've been speaking to gardeners, and you've got good rugged hands with bits of mud inside your fingernail, a sign of a good farmer gardener.
Oh, or a mucker. Either or.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.